Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, your internet radio home for all sports news and talk. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We cover high school sports. So let's do this.
Continuing coverage of the 2016-2017 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team as your Eagles are on the road taking on the Fossil Ridge Panthers live from Fort Worth. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network.
And now it's time for the pregame show. All right, everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, and the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Fossil Ridge Panthers live here on the Couch Potato Sports Show Friday night, a 7:30 kickoff time, so don't miss out. Don't get there at 7 thinking that it's 7. It's 7:30 for the kickoff. You'll hear all the coverage on the Couch Potato Sports Show and at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. You can also join in and listen at 347-215-7497 for your coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Gonna be a big night for your Eagles as they are 3-0. So are the Panthers. Big stuff. As we cover your Rowlett Eagles week in, week out, and the difference between the radio station, that the supposed radio station that does it for the Garland ISD, they don't guarantee live. We do it live. We do it from the stadium, and we're going to take the long trip. The radio station wouldn't even take the long trip out there for Fossil Ridge. As we're playing the Dragon Stadium over there in Lakeside, I'm telling you, we're taking the trip. Me and the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. Hold on, let me rephrase that. The Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, and me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, will take that trip. As your Eagles are 3-0, and folks, I'm going to tell you right now, as I look at the Rowlett Eagles and what they are all about, and what they have done so far this season, I'm nothing but excited about what's going on with the Rowlett Eagles as they are 3-0. And they took a team. Now, granted, this team was very predictable as the Plano Panthers were a running football team. And that's where most of it happened, as they only threw in two games 12 passes in the first two games. And by the third quarter, the Rowlett Eagles had forced them to throw the ball 8 times within the first quarter and a half of the game. So the Eagles' defense knew what was coming to them. They knew the ball was going to either be in the hands of the quarterback or it was going to be in the hands of the running back. And you heard the highlight. The only score that they got was a 55-yard burst. And folks, it was a burst. I don't want to make it sound like it wasn't huge. It was a huge hole, and Cumby, the running back for the Plano Wildcats, had an easy run, as I called it immediately. As he hit the hole, he got 5 yards beyond the hole. It was off to the races, and no one was going to get him. And Rogas, the quarterback for the Plano Wildcats, was that dual threat. This was the guy that can run the football. And your Rowlett Eagles, they crunched down on that big time, and we're going to talk to the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna about that here in the next segment. But the Eagles, once they were able to recognize definitely what was going to come to them, and never mind the fact that our secondary with Trent Gordon out there making plays all over the football field, never mind on the defensive side, but on special teams as well, whether it's the kickoff returns or being down there on the defense, he was there. And so the Eagles weren't too worried about it. Jaquel Davis was out there, you know, making sure passes weren't being completed. So your Eagles really, really clamped down. And I mean clamped down on the Plano Wildcats. It was nice to see your Rowlett Eagles going out and doing what they did in this game. Now, that having been said, when you look at a football team and what they do, and the Rowlett Eagles do a lot of things well. They have a quarterback that will be that consistent runner, whether that be Hermes, or for that matters, when they bring in, when they start the game off with Weeks at the quarterback position, this guy can run the football. I mean, this guy is, first of all, he's huge. Second of all, he's hard to bring down. Third of all, we saw some speed in this guy that we didn't expect to see from him at the quarterback position. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that with Bill Cerna, because that is such a huge advantage for a football team on the high school level, where you can have guys that can run the football, and all of a sudden the Rowlett Eagles for the last 3 years that are the drop back quarterback threat now have the drop back quarterback threat. Now he's got wheels. And not that I'm ever wishing anything on any football team in a bad way, because I don't. But the Rowlett Eagles have the comfort of that, as they have two capable quarterbacks for this football team. So they can take that chance with the run on the ball because of the depth at quarterback that they have, whether it's Garrett Hermes or whether it's going to be Preston Weeks starting at the quarterback position. It is so huge for the Eagles, I think, personally, to be able to square off and get out and let the guys make their plays. And we get that with Ladarius Dickens. We're going to talk about the stats and everything as well. But when Ladarius Dickens gets an opportunity to get the ball in his hands, he tries it on special teams, but they're always kicking it away from him. He tries on the screen passes for the wide receivers on the far side of the field to be able to make plays. You got to let your playmakers make plays. And the Rowlett Eagles have set that up really good. Also, my dark horse for this year so far has taken this thing over. Cameron Vitash, I am going to tell you right now, by the time we're all ending this season, we're going to be talking about Cameron Vitash being one of the best wideouts in 6A. 10-6, we're going to have him right there. He's got 3 touchdowns for the Rowlett Eagles. He's the only one that has caught touchdown passes. This is the guy that when you put too much on Ladarius Dickens, which you got to respect it. Cameron Vitash is the guy that is the benefit of the double and triple team that's happening over there. And not only that, one-on-one, you're not beating this guy. Craig Vitash, the dad. Every time I see him, smile. All the way, ear to ear. Great guy. And by the way, great guy. But his son making plays one-on-one. Now, Preston Weeks has been able to get him the ball to let him make the plays. It is so huge, and it's so exciting to see where your Rowlett Eagles are to this day. So, keeping track with that and keeping with where your Rowlett Eagles are, you've got to look at it and see the positivity of what's headed your way. If you're a Rowlett Eagle fan, such as myself, I'm a fan. We get to call the games. I get to be that Homer fan play caller. I get to be that guy, and it's a lot of fun. But one thing I will tell you is if something's different out there, we'll try to point it out. But right now, when you see the Eagles, they are 3-0, and regardless what happens against this game, against the Fossil Ridge Panthers, your Eagles are set to walk into district with only really one team to worry about. Of course, that's going to be the Sachse Mustangs, the quote-unquote official rival game that they have. But really, when I look at the rest of it, and I've been watching these other teams out there, they have not come close to what the Eagles have been able to put out on the football field. So, when you're an Eagles fan, such as myself, you see what's headed your way. And you got a good, all you got to do is take a look at the rest of the season, and you'll be smiling. This is going to be a tough game, though. This is a long road trip for them. They got to go all the way out to almost Fort Worth, Keller, in that area. So, they get the long drive. So, they deal with the long drive, get there, and get the job done. And we're hoping for a victory here on Friday night. Remember, the coverage for the Rowlett Eagles is over at the same place that you would come here, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/, but they're at Rowlett Eagles Sports. And you can hear that game 7:30 live there. And you can call in and listen to that game, 347-215-7497. That's the number that you can call. So, that having been said, what we're going to do now is we need to take a quick break here as we're comboing the pregame show right into our On the Air with Sonny Clark show. We're going to take the quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at everything that is all about your Rowlett Eagles to be able to make plays. We're going to look at the stats as well. Then after that, we're going to hear from the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. So we got a long way to go here on this sports session here on the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Fossil Ridge Panthers, as well as here on the air with Sonny Clark. So we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick break, get back to our sponsors. We're going to talk to the guy that's on my right or left-hand side, depending on the booth, the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show as we take a look at this big game for your Rowlett Eagles. We'll take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Fossil Ridge Panthers live over there in Fort Worth. We'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network, as well as On the Air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
Oh, my friend, that dad's been something they didn't understand.
Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, we specialize in all types of Taekwondo, and you can also sign up for free instruction classes. That's Chang Lee's Taekwondo, modern training with traditional values. Check out our website for grand opening specials or one-month Taekwondo classes for $49. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 963-506-4483 or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com.
Hilo Tree Surgery is much more than just tree trimming.
We also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, fertilization, and tree health, and much more. Harlow Tree Surgery is offering out a buy one, get one half price special. Purchase the trimming for one of your trees and get the other one done at half price. Check us out on the web at www.facebook.com/Harlow Tree Surgery or give us a call at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead. Contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at stevensonshvac.com.
We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to see how much we can help you save money on your car insurance. Check out Costlow Insurance at Rowlett Road and Main Street in Rowlett, or check them out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yep, it is. It's fresh.
At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com. Let Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors help you restore your home to its like-new condition. Need a contractor? Let us be your first stop as well as your last. We specialize in everything that others don't, such as stained concrete floors, wood spot repairs on doors and floors, stainless steel spot repairs, anti-slip-on floors, and more. Want to see what kind of work we do? Check out our Facebook page and you can see the craftsmanship you'll receive and expect from Buffalo Creek Doors and Floors. Give Rodney James a call at 214-536-2607. That's 214-536-2607. Or check him out on the web at www.BuffaloCreekDoorsAndFloors.com. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show as we are taking a look at your Rowlett Eagles here in the pregame show. And guys, there's nobody better to talk about the Rowlett Eagles than my guest that I have now. Folks, it is the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Sonny. How you doing?
I don't know. I'm getting used to the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. I'm getting used to it, and I like it, too. So.
It sounds so much better coming from you than it does me.
There you go. So, the Eagle Eye, hey, folks, we saw a good game last week. We saw, but going into this game, let's just be honest, as we looked at it, okay, and this is not a knock on the team that they played, but we knew exactly what was coming our way, and the Eagles were able to stop and take away one play, a 55-yard touchdown run by Cumby last week. We knew what was coming our way, which was the running game. However, they had to switch things up in this game as well, because the Eagles were so much and able to stop them running the football, which is what we expected. The Eagles put a kibosh on it, except for one play.
Yeah, and with any team, you know, you got to have some balance between your run and your pass, and that definitely hurt Plano last week. And if it doesn't get improved, it's going to hurt them throughout the year, especially when they get into district play. But we definitely came in with a game plan to focus on that run, and besides one big run that Cumby had, they really kept him in check and really put him in long down possessions. And, you know, I mentioned it during the game, you know, to keep them past a third and six and a third and seven, it's going to make them put the ball in the air. And we saw Plano put the ball in the air almost in just the first half, almost as many times they had for the whole year so far.
Yeah. And that's something when you went into the game, you knew they were going to run it. But I don't know, you know, maybe it's tough for us to say that we should have expected them to throw the football. But the fact is that that team just didn't have the weapons to throw the ball. And unfortunately, at the quarterback position, this is a football team that really wasn't ready for Rogas to throw the football, as unfortunately the accuracy wasn't there for him throwing the football, more so than being the dual threat, being the guy that should throw the ball and run the football. If you can think 80% of the time he goes back, he's going to run, you almost don't have to worry about the 20% that he is going to put it up in the air.
And with that being said, imagine if he gets that working. Boy, is he be difficult to bring down.
Absolutely.
So you're absolutely right. I think we sat on that run. We brought in our safeties a little bit more and focused on that run, and it made a huge difference. And you're right. There's a couple times that they got behind our defenders, but they weren't able to put the ball on target. So, you know, if they came with the game plan, if they got burned over the top a couple times, they were prepared for it. But their focus was to shut down that run, and that's exactly what they did.
And a good shutdown as that was, as we were calling Dylan Bauer's name out there. But really, we called the young man's name, Chance Taylor. This was a guy that was all over the football field. I must have called his name at least 10 or 11 times in that game.
Yeah, you did. Like I mentioned during the game, it was kind of his coming out party. As a, you know, we hadn't really called his name before then. So he definitely came on strong and made a huge impression on that game last Friday.
Big impact player, and that's what you needed. And that was also a good situation for the Rowlett Eagles as they move into this game. Now, this game is just a totally different monster in reality. We're getting Fossil Ridge and the Panthers. A couple of things up on it. We're making the trip, and you can say whatever you want. That's a long trip for the guys, for the kids in this game. So already we're starting off at some kind of adversity that they're going to have to get over, and that is a long road trip. But obviously the last one for the season before they're back home at Homer B or over at Williams.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, I think if they go in that game ready to go, understanding that it's going to be a little bit more travel than you're expected to. But, you know, we've seen them go down to Waco and come out and look fresh and ready to go. So I think because of the position that they're in right now, they're 3-0. This Fossil Ridge team is 3-0. You know, this game's been highlighted by Dallas News this week. I think it's even more an agenda to come out of district with a 4-0 record. So I think they've got some good motivation going. You know, they don't know much about this team. These kids don't know each other. But just the fact of what's at stake and the position is going to put them going into district play will give them the motivation and hopefully have them ready to play out there.
Oh, you mentioned it. They don't know this team. Unlike right here in district, these guys know each other. They're friends. I mean, in Rowlett, Saxey, you know, most of the kids that live in Rowlett, you know, that are north of the 66, they're going to Saxey. The south is going to Rowlett. So these guys know each other. And I don't know if that drives the coach crazy or not, that they're friends more so. I mean, I remember back in the day, you know, when I went to school, East versus West, we didn't like them very much. We didn't like the kids that went to that school. A little different, obviously, as we're here 35 years later, or, well, 31 years later, different type of attitudes. I wonder how coaches deal with that. I mean, you know, these guys are their friends right there in district. So they got, forget the fact that they got to play football. They got to play football against their friends.
Well, you know what? And here's the deal. No matter what, how good of friends they are, when it comes to being played on the field, they're going to be focused. This is a ball team. I know when I, you know, now granted I'm 94 years old, but when I play softball, you know what, I play against friends that I've play with, I've been around a lot. And, you know, it's actually even, no matter how friendly you are to each other, you're that much more motivated to win them. Beat them. It's kind of a bragging rights thing. So you're absolutely right. When it's closer and you're playing against people that you know, there's even more of a reason. You know, coaches know each other real well. You know, when you get these teams that are around you, you know, we call them rivalries. They're not just rivals between the schools; they're rivals between the players. And you know, once they leave that ball field, they're going to be friends again, and they're going to, you know, they're going to lick their wounds, and they're going to be buddy buddy. But for those 48 minutes, I tell you what, they are not going to like each other.
Now, let's take a look at today's game, because as the Rowlett Eagles, they go into this game 3-0. The Panthers go into this game 3-0. And what is the thing that the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to look at in this game as they are getting ready to prepare? This is going to be, I think, as I was looking at it, the toughest out-of-division game that they've had this season.
Well, and, you know, going into the season, you look at this game, you wouldn't have said that, but after 3 weeks in, so far this season, it's easy to say that. You know what? We're going to actually flip the script this week compared to last week where we focused on the run. This is a team that we're going to have to focus on the pass. They have Max Atkin, which is a senior, and he's you know, he's already thrown 81 times in three games. So he gets the ball in the air. But what makes him difficult is that he leads the team in rushing too. So he's a dual threat. So that's something that we've got to focus on. But I think the passing is going to be kind of a wild today, tonight between the teams. So it's definitely going to be a lot more passing than we've seen before. I think the clock's going to be going a little bit slower than what we saw last week. I think it's going to be a long, drawn-out game, and I think it's going to be a game of big plays.
Yeah, I think you're right. As far as that, we might go over our three-hour block that we have because of the fact that when that ball hits the ground, the clock is going to be starting. But we got our guys, Jacquel Davis as well as Trent Gordon. This is where they're going to be challenged the most this season.
Yeah, and you're going to hear those names a lot. Unlike last week, we didn't hear them all that much. It was a lot of Chase Taylor that you heard a lot of because of the running game. This, you're going to hear a lot from the secondary. You're going to hear a lot of Dylan Bauer in these plays because they want to throw the ball down the field. They want to move the ball. So, you know, it's going to be a game where your defense line has got to keep in their lanes, got to hold that line up front because they do have that threat of running the ball.
Yeah, and so when we're looking at this game, it's all about balance on the defensive side of the ball, being ready for the Panthers because they can bring it both ways, run or pass. Now, when you're looking at this team, I don't know if you've been able to take a look. When you look at this team, looking at this defense, there are not very many weaknesses on the defensive side of the ball for the Panthers.
No, they've got some big names on there, you know, and they're led by, and I'll try to pronounce the name, Nanadozi.
Yeah, the defensive end.
Yeah, and he's got 37 total tackles already, so he's a force already. So our offensive line is going to have their work cut out for them because they've got some big players with Smith and Mitchell out there also. So they're definitely going to have to be ready to go because Taylor Mitchell already has 6 sacks in 3 games, number 6. So he's going to be a force out there. So you know. We're going to have to make sure that we're ready and make sure, you know, Weeks, we feel comfortable with him getting out, and he's not an easy guy to bring down. So I would not be surprised to see a mixture of him and Hermes this week, keeping some fresh legs in there with this pass rush.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see where it's going to go. I think the pass rush is going to be the difference. You're going to have to run away from the guy. There's no question. If you run that way, you better be 2 guys over, so you better hit it right up off the nose. I mean, because if you're going to gain any yards that way, you're going to have to run away from that. That guy has proven that he can get to the running back. He's proven that he can get to the quarterback. So before this, well, obviously it's not before, but it'll seem like this guy's going to be in the backfield before the snap is even happening. So it's going to be huge. The offensive line, this is the key to the game this week, and that's what I want to get to, is the keys to this game this week is the offensive line being able to give their quarterback time to throw the football, or at least to develop the holes in order for Kobe, or for all that matters, if it's going to be Weeks running the ball as he's that dual threat now. They got to be able to either make the holes and or hold off the defensive line that's coming their way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I would not be surprised to see a lot of that screen pass that we see a lot of that's always so successful to keep that defense on their toes a little bit, because it's a quick two-step pass. It doesn't give the defense an opportunity to get back in there. And I expect to see a little bit more play action than what we've seen in the past. That's going to open up either the passing lane, or it's going to open up opportunities for our running backs to get downfield. So definitely going to be a whole different feel than what we saw last week with the Wildcats. It'll be definitely on the coaches to get that game plan ready to go and be ready for this. You know, we're playing at a neutral site. So,
right.
You know, it's you know, they won't be in their stadium either. So it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, but they're closer.
Yeah, they're closer.
And there's not too many. I mean, that's the reason why it's important to listen to this week's game, is because there's not too many people are making the trek out from Rowlett to catch this game. So catch the game at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports, or call 347-215-7497. Now, looking at this team, both teams come into this game, they are 3-0. And really, to be honest, Bill, when you looked at this Rowlett Eagles football team, I'm going to be honest, I did not expect a 3-0 start here for the Rowlett Eagles. Obviously, after you get rid of a cornerstone, and we're talking, of course, about quarterback Logan Bonner, able to get the guys to step up and make plays. Listen to this. If I told you that Preston Weeks had a quarterback rating of 104, I don't know if I would have thought that going into this game.
Well, especially, you know, his first three starts of his varsity career. So, and then you look at Hermes. Hermes even has a bigger one, I think. Or no, he's at 91.
He's at 91.
But
I think that's a good number too.
Yeah, well, and if you look at his completion ratio, he's almost at 70% completion ratio. So,
yep.
You know, he's making the most of it when he is in there. You know, obviously not as much as Weeks is in there. But I think Coach Stevens he's kind of focused on the hot hand. You know, when Rockwell, Hermes came in that second half, and, you know, he had fresh legs, and he stuck with them. And I think same thing with this last week against Plano. You know, early in the first half, you saw a little bit of both. But then he saw Weeks, you know, with the hot hand there in the second half, and kept with them during that time. So, yeah, it's a good surprise to see them doing so well. And as I mentioned, back to that first Louisville game, it's like, you know what, he got his feet underneath him. You know, he struggled, but you know, it was his first game, and we're starting to see him come to light now.
All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to hear from our sponsors here as we take a break in between some points that we're making about your Rowlett Eagles. So that having been said, we will do that. Take the quick break here from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll hear more from the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. We'll be right back. Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give him a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-through coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooters Only roasts from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooters, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich, velvety caramel jam. So make sure you check out Scooters Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooters Coffee, located in Rowlett. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. Buying or selling your home could be the single most important decision you make in your life. You need someone with the experience and know-how to help you through this decision. Brian Chadwick of JP and Associate Realtors has you covered. Knowing the specifics of the Rowlett and Rockwall area is his specialty. Contact Brian at 972-533-9059 or visit him on the web at brianchadwick.jphomesforsale.com. That's Brian with a Y, not an I, Chadwick.jphomesforsale.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about the Mitchell Law Firm. Looking for a bankruptcy attorney in Rowlett? Talk directly to your bankruptcy attorney, not their paralegal. Get a personal touch directly from Greg Mitchell. The Mitchell Law Firm handles a wide variety of bankruptcy-related matters, including litigation arising out of bankruptcy matters in state as well as federal court. We represent both individual and small business debtors in Chapter 7, Chapter 11, and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. For more information, come in contact with Greg Mitchell at 972-463-8417. That's 972-463-8417. Or visit him on the web at www.mitchellps.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice at your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Fit Body Boot Camp. What makes Fit Body Boot Camp a unique fitness program is the value of consistent coaching with a professional fitness trainer in a group environment that generates exceptionally high levels of fitness results. At Rowlett Fit Body Boot Camp, we offer complete fitness programs unlike any other that you've tried before. Our program, it consists of unlimited group training sessions, fully customized nutrition planning, and a result tracking system designated to ensure our members achieve their fitness goals. Contact Tom or Mark at Fit Body Boot Camp, located at 2502 Lawling Lane in Rowlett, Texas, or give them a call at 214-888-2848, or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com.
Back here, and let's continue our conversation with the color commentator and the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna.
Yeah, and it's always nice to see a guy that, really, to be honest, Bill, he's handled adversity big time because he didn't even know what his future was going to be. Was he going to be the starter? Was he not? Are they going to do the two quarterback? Are they not? And one thing that you can talk about Preston Weeks, regardless of performance or whatever the case may be, this is a guy that stood up to the challenge and is in there week in, week out, giving it 100 and 110%, knowing that Gary Hermes could come in at any time as well. So I think the combination of what's going on is really good. But where I think the advantage is, when I look at this, is that there's a connection between, you know, Ladarius Dickens going to get the ball. 241 yards already. He's got a touchdown that way. But the benefactor of the guy that is not Ladarius Dickens is my dark horse that I picked before this season started off, Cameron Vitash, in three games, eight receptions, 147 yards. But the key thing is three touchdown catches, one in each game. Man, can you imagine Cameron Vitash if he kept up with that number? He's going to have 11 touchdowns and have a second in reality in the receiving line.
Well, and I keep saying this over each week. It's like, you know, the focus is always going to be on Ladarius because of his talent and what he's done in the past. So this is where Cameron Vitash and, you know, Dylan Watts and this year that we've heard a lot of Donald Dobson are going to have to be ready. And Vitash has made the most of it. You know, he's been hard to bring down. He's averaging 16 yards a catch right now. So you're right. If you need a touchdown the pinch, you and I know that, hey, look out for Vitash because he's been a go-to guy in the clutch.
Yeah, and big-time stuff coming there in the receiving end. We're going to jump away from that really quick, and I want to look at the defensive side of the ball because we had talked about a lot of things that are going for the defense. We talked about guys that are making plays and being huge out there in that game. We talked about Taylor making big plays for the Rowlett Eagles, his name being called a lot. But we also see Trenton Gordon out there making plays. Now, Trenton Gordon is that guy that I love. I mean, he's doing it out there. We didn't see a lot of him last week because of the running game that was coming, but we know what we're going to get from a Trenton Gordon. But what is huge about this guy is his efforts on special teams are so big for the Rowlett Eagles, whether it be running the football back or, in one case that I want to talk about, very easy and okay with handing the ball off on the special team play kickoff and letting the play develop and him not being a part of it, but being the actual part that starts it. I love the reverse idea that this football team has going to where they can get the ball into a high hand. And in this case, we saw what Jaquel Davis can do on the reverse a couple of times already this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't want to dip in the well too much and do it too often because then it doesn't after a while it just stops working. So you definitely want to make sure and know when you want to use it and definitely use it because you're right, it's been successful. There was one time in the last game where they fumbled the ball and then tried to do it. By then it was too late because, right. You know, it's a play that develops. Unlike a regular kickoff where you catch it and you just head upfield. This reverse is developed, and if it's fumbled around, then it takes away from that whole play, and that's what happened in that one play. So, you know, it does work, and we've been successful when we do it. Just don't want to do it too much, because the ultimate surprise goes away from the opponent.
Absolutely, and so that's something to keep an eye on. I think you're right. I think that goes into hibernation for a couple of games, and especially in this game as far as where that football team is going. Now, looking at this football team, last week we didn't really look at, obviously, the defenders out in the secondary making plays. But if you take away last week's game, okay, and look at the first two games, the Rowlett Eagles have three interceptions up until this point, you know, within the first two games, because obviously it didn't happen because that focus was the run in that last game. This is also a football team that is getting blocked punts and causing fumbles out on the football field, fumble recoveries. There's four fumble recoveries for the Rowlett Eagles already into the season, and guys making plays on the defensive side of the ball after the interception. Obviously, Jaquel Davis with what he's been able to do after his interception. So, you know, this defense, I think, is ready for almost anything coming to them, and that's where I think that these Eagles have an advantage going into tonight's game, as they've seen it all. They've seen guys that, teams that like Louisville, that can do it both on the running game as well as passing game, stopping the run, one-sided run up on top of that, and then Rockwall, of course, throwing the football as much as they do. I think the better, right now, seeing this team, they're a very good football team, and the key word, I think, Bill, is adapt to what's coming to them.
Yeah, especially when you get into the district, you want to adapt to what's coming from you, but you also don't want to downplay on what's coming to you. If you have a team that you're on their throat, you got to finish them off. You got to end that game. But you definitely want to do that, which was nice to see against Plano. You know, they played hard till the very last minute and took control of that game and kept control of that game. You know, Rockwall, we saw where, you know, we were up by 17, let them back in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You want to make sure and take control of that, and then don't play to the level of your competition. So that's going to be very important with the team. But, you know, you talk turnovers. You know, the Rowlett right now is a plus six so far for the year on turnovers, which
that's
is
sweet.
Great. Yeah, you have a total of seven turnovers through three games. That means they had four against Plano, four fumbles. So they're definitely making the best of their opportunities and plus taking care of that ball. So what the main goal is, what do you do when you have that positive turnover ratio? So if you can put the points on the board, then you know it's even that much more successful.
257 yards on the ground from the running or from the quarterback position for the Rowlett Eagles. Really huge when you look at it. This team is averaging 183 yards out on the ground, and it's all not coming from Kobe Morrow. They're spreading the ball around for the Rowlett Eagles. So that was one of the things that I was looking at, that what is different this year. Kobe Morrow maybe, you know, with a different running style this year, but the success that they're getting from the running back, from the quarterback, it's really not affecting the numbers at all when you look at the rushing game.
No, and we saw a new opportunity with Monet Lang last week, as you know, he had 60-some yards last week and definitely came out to give that offense an option. You know, at Morrow, just it wasn't coming to him that night. He wasn't finding the holes that he usually gets. So to have a little changeup definitely made a difference. For one, it gives us more options. For us, it gives
absolutely.
Us more weapons.
Yeah, when you got all the options in the world, you're looking pretty good and looking sweet. And right now, the way the Rowlett Eagles have been playing, you know, going into this game, you know, this is the game that you worry about. When you're 3-0, this is the game that when you're about ready to go into district. But a huge thing that can happen in this game, and everybody talks about it. We talk about, you know, a loss is not necessarily a negative. It's what you can get from the game in the loss in order to improve, and especially going into district, you know, a good football team such as Fossil Ridge can maybe bring up some of the faults that you're going to have to work on, especially going into district, because let's be honest, it's all about district when you're talking high school football.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a positioning thing within district. If you're going to make the playoffs, you know, you got to be one of the top four teams in your district. So that's a focus, because non-district doesn't put you in the playoffs. Only district does. But you know what? We went last year. We went to Keller and we played the Keller Indians and got shut out. We lost.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. We didn't get shut out. But we gave up 50 some points. I remember that running back had like 300 and almost 400 yards rushing and had about four or five long 50 plus plays. But you're absolutely right. It was just one loss on the record. We went the rest of the season only lost one more for the regular season. It didn't affect us. If anything, it made us a little bit stronger. So you're right. You know, we don't want to come in here and we don't want to lose. We want to make sure and take care of business. But I know that we can play with a good caliber team.
Yeah.
So then that way when we play the Sac season and the Lakeview Centennials, that we're ready for you know, strong competition and can take control of our district.
And speaking of that, after the 300 yards rushing, there was only one other game where they gave up quite a few yards. The rest of the games, they shut down the run game. So it could be a motivator as long as it's used in the right way. And this coaching staff, with what's going on with Doug Stevens and company, they and it's so huge. They put their players in places to make plays. We preach this all year long. Make sure your players are in the right place to make plays. And I'm telling you, this coaching staff, it's almost like they're like Karnak the Magnificent from the Johnny Carson days. They know where the ball's going to be, and they help their kids be in the right place to make the plays.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, there's some good background with these Relic kids. You know, it's a good youth ball there. They play, they grow up with each other and play with around each other. So, you know, they know each other real well. So it's a good unit there. And
yeah,
they know their football. So it's good to see that this Relic program is really starting to get on the map. As even in Dallas News this week, they're making some noise. People are starting to talk about them.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have necessarily thought that with the loss of Logan Bonner, but this is a team that kept chugging, made it into the playoffs 11 years in a row, looking for number 12 this year, and it starts. This is going to be a good game. We talked about last year having good out-of-district games and seeing what competition that can come to them. This is going to be another one. I'm telling you, the out-of-district games this season were so much better for what you're going to be facing later on in the season. And this year, I think, really cemented where the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to focus in when it comes to playoff time. And they'll know what their weaknesses is when they get there to where they can correct them.
No, you're absolutely right. If you look at the out-of-district teams we've played so far this year, between three of them, they've only had five losses. Well, Rockwell has three of those five. The other two, their only losses have been to us. Mm-hmm. So these are good teams that we're playing. To be honest, a lot more better quality than I expected coming in the season. I looked at that Rockwell and said, okay, I know Rockwell's going to be good. Had a feeling Plano was going to have a down year, and Louisville hasn't had a great season in a few years. Well, these are all playoff teams. We're going to see every one of these teams that are out of district in the playoffs. So I think we've improved our out of district play with stronger teams, and I think, like you said, it's helping us come into the regular season into the district season, and also into the playoffs. So you know, we haven't had an easy or a game that we really felt control that we should have had since about halfway through last year. You know, even including the playoffs last year, everybody's been quality, we've been really good at playing Rowlett football and then being successful.
Yep, and it's going to be a good one here as your Rowlett Eagles, they take the trek over to Fort Worth, and we're going to be bringing you only place that you will hear live coverage of the Rowlett Eagles is with us. You can hear the other coverage from the other radio station, but it'll be on delay. We bring it to you live each and every week, and our numbers are going through the roof. We're doing some huge numbers, Bill. Over 9,000 listening to the last game. We didn't hit 9,000 until midway through, kind of in between half and three quarters of the season. So we're obviously getting out there, and people are listening to the coverage of the Rowlett Eagles. This is going to be a great year, and it's just going to improve year after year going on.
Well, absolutely, and you know what? Since we're away and we're across town tomorrow, if you can't be there, definitely jump on. Pass us on to anybody. You know what? You can listen to it on your smartphone. You can call in and listen to it live on your phone. So you know you're sitting at home. Tune it in there. But if you can't make it, it's not going to be on TV. It's going to be only live through us. So you definitely want to make sure and pass it along to anybody you can.
Yeah, definitely, as we are able to do that, and we love it, and we have a ball doing it. So, he's the eagle-eyed Bill Cerna, as we are going to, this one's going to be a good one. Make sure you listen to this one, and that's going to do it for us here today. And, good luck to the Eagles as they're getting ready to take on their toughest competitor to date. Basically, after we saw the first three, we know what's coming our way. Another 3-0 football team, and that's going to do it for us here in the pregame show, as well as our coverage on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll do that. We're all done for the day. Everybody have a good one. We'll catch you next time, and go Eagles!
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no you don't want nada, none of this, six gunning this, brother running this, buffing no soldier, look it's like I told ya, any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West, rough neck, so go check the law on the vibe, watch your step, reflex, and get a hold on your side, swallow your pride, don't let your lip react, you don't wanna see my hand with
where my hip be at with Artemis from the start of it, running the game. James West, taming the West. So remember the name.
The Wild Wild West.
When I roll into
the Wild Wild West.
When I stroll into
the Wild Wild West.
When I bounce into
the Wild Wild West.
Cisco, Cisco.
Man lost his damn mind.